know, some people say I'm crazy. I've been called crazy old man. I've been called the crazy dirty old man. I've been called the wise crazy old man. I've been called the crazy old white man. People keep saying I'm crazy. Well, to you people, thank you, because you're right. And this is the Crazy Old Man Network.
You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Capitalism comes with profit being the primary motivation for everything. Everything. And competition. Competition. Human needs are not included. Is a business if you want to understand it. Started by Freemasons who thought it out and planned it. Christians killed the Indians, the rich was expanded. They needed a labor force and said slaves are handled. I read, kept the evidence, since books document. They needed a logo to trade under like any other business type. Soul was commissioned to create the stars and stripes. Judged by GDPs and Wall Street salaries. But not far from last if you ask about morality. If you think of it, we're not even considered citizens. The fact is we're customers, stuck up under businesses. The business model's name is given as capitalism. From the same people that bought you slavery in prisons. For hundreds of years, it's the system that we fought. As seen on TV where the airwaves are bought. But if you act now, you won't be on the net caught. 1% stay rich, that's what we have in the system. They say nothing's free cause we in capitalism. 1% stay rich, that's what we have in the system. They say nothing's free cause we in capitalism. They base democracy in being free on elections. But getting elected's not free, it's expensive. Campaign advertising, the cost can be rising in the billions. The system's craziness is major. So the president is known for a particular behavior. He hones his skills as a business fundraiser. And you're always in beef and hustle for money all the time. In the street, we call that running organized crime. They tell us they know the drugs and teach us about there. But when you go to the doctor, all it is drugs there. They lock up drug dealers on the street, that's small time. The biggest drug dealer is advertising prime time. Killing and torturing, it leads to bad pub. SOA and Blackwater take it back to the club. After a shooting, they change names, but it's still the same. The act don't change, the same practices remain. 1% stay rich, that's what we have in the system. They say nothing's free, cause we in capitalism. 1% stay rich, we have in the system. Say nothing's free, capitalism. We live in this, you might think it's not that insidious. But slavery still exists and we're clothed in this business. Clothes made in sweatshops and we eat China's fishes. Look at the packages on fish. You can witness it. Look at your clothes on the tags. It's ubiquitous. Made in the third world where kids sell your game balls. The U.S. prefers workers with no labor laws. The cause and effect is direct and plain sight. If a leader from these countries starts to fight for workers' rights, the CIA overthrows them or hurts them with their might. Not an act, it's all facts that can be verified. A mama from the Congo in 65 homicide. They see morals and human rights is in the way of their pay. And a 9-year-old could see through the lies. When one can take 8 slices from a pie of 9 and the rest of us can fight over one to survive. 1% stay rich, that's what we have in the system. They say nothing's free cause we in capitalism. Judged by GDPs and Wall Street salaries, but not far from last if you ask about morality. The rich stay rich, paying out poverty wages, and socialism's what the rich say is outrageous. When information is owned by the rich, it's contagious. King had another dream, he said that could save us. He said there's something else we gotta see demolished. We become civilized when poverty's abolished. They say it's not bad, that it's just some bad seeds. At the root, capitalism is legalized greed. They stay in business selling you the philosophy that you could be the next one in a million ideologies. But you don't stay rich by spreading too much wealth around. It's only room for a few to keep the system's health sound. It's a dream you've been hearing. It is what it seems. Like Primerica, America is a pyramid scheme. Dr. King wasn't killed for wanting voting equality. He was killed when he went and spoke out about poverty. 1% stay rich, that's what we have in the system. They say nothing's free, capitalism. Judged by GDPs and Wall Street salaries. But not far from last if you ask about morality.
Checking out of this twisted mythology. The holidays glorifying genocide and robbery. Until the end, I'm a world citizen. Until the end, I'm a world citizen. Citizen.
Big shout out to Ryan Harvey. Making this beat.
Capitalism may cause war, starvation, extreme inequality, environmental destruction, and all the problems listed on SED. Ask a person who lost their house trying to pay their medical bills if capitalism is right for you.
Well, hello there. I'm back. And this is a Crazy Old Man State of the Union message for 2014. I listen to Prez. I listen to the broad that was where the Republicans and the
guy for the Tea Party. Yeah, I'm thinking, I do believe that all three of them weren't telling the complete truth. And still, I favor Obama to the other two. I mean, the other two sounded good, especially that gal talking about how she made it. But what she didn't realize is people today aren't making it because there aren't the jobs, and they aren't making enough money, and it's because of their stupid party. And as for the Tea Party dude, I mean, seemed like every word that came out of his mouth was bullshit. Koch brothers wouldn't allow them to do that. They'd lose funding immediately. Anyway, I wrote a whole bunch of notes here. Can't read them, but I wrote them. And first of all, on the veterans, I feel that the vets got a raw deal. They thought they were fighting for our country, and they were fighting for George Bush and Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and Obama and that clown that was wrote that book on the and said a whole bunch of bad shit about everybody. You know, the thing is that there is no damn reason for us to be at war. And our troops have had, more of them have died because of our country. Not by the enemy, but killed by our country. Given cancer by our country. They have babies that are deformed because of our country and the use of depleted uranium. They've killed more innocent civilians than any other country or any other war. They went into Iraq and were worse to the Iraqis than Hussein was, Saddam. And you can't blame the troops. They were doing what they thought was right. They were listening to the lies of our leaders. And especially Iraq. We had no reason to be in Iraq. And we have no reason to go to war against anybody out there, really. Because nobody's a threat to us. And our defense spending could be cut in half and still have the same quality of defense department. We just start paying what we're supposed to. Because more than half of the defense spending is waste. Then these idiots in Congress want to have them buy tanks that they don't need, and they say they don't need, but well, I'm going to get votes. Then our politicians are all being bribed by the big business, and we're getting ripped off by the big business. What they need to do is get rid of NAFTA. No way in hell do they go with the TPP and get rid of all those trade agreements and get our jobs back. Increase corporate taxes, but give them a tax credit for new hires. And let that credit go for 2 years of their pay. Then they can, they did this back in the 70s, and it worked. It helped the economy. And it was a Republican that did it. And that's what's, but back then, I was a Republican. It was Tricky Dick that did that. He also put a price freeze out. Of course, he put a wage freeze too, but I snuck around that. But they, what they did was they also had an excess profit tax. Oil companies were doing what they're doing now. They were charging too much. And they were getting all these credits. And so the government did something about it. It was Republicans that did it. Did you know that in the 70s, the Republicans had a negative income tax? If a person made less than $8,000, they'd file a tax return showing that they made the $8,000 or less than $8,000. And let's say they made $4,000. Government would turn around and give them another $4,000. And then we had the jobs credits, which I do believe, not the jobs credits. We had the job credit about 20 years ago. We had the job credit, but it wasn't for everybody. It was just for ex-cons and people on welfare. But the thing is, they need to bring back these credits. They need to increase taxes on the rich. I mean, back in the day, if they made so much money, they'd be paying 70% tax. Now, I don't go along with 70%. I do feel that corporations should be taxed, too. And I think under 250,000, no tax. Over 250,000, 25%. Over 1,000,005, 50%. And they get credits for jobs. And that would be for corporate rates and also individual rates. Of course, they'd have some deductions, but not what they have today. There would no longer be a deductions for a depletion allowance. That would be gone. There would no longer be money going to these corporations, rich corporations, the welfare that the corporations get and the rich folks. Now, back when Reagan cut the taxes out down for the rich folks and the corporations, our economy started going down. And then good old Clinton, when he goes into NAFTA, the economy started going down again. And he helped the economy in the beginning, but when he put NAFTA in, we started losing jobs. I mean, I live in Detroit. In Detroit, more than half the people are unemployed because all the jobs left. Cars that used to be built here are being built in Canada, and the drivetrains down to Mexico and all over the place. But here, it's not the fault of the black folks, like the Republicans like to say. And now the Republicans took over our city. We're a colony of Michigan, not a city. And the governor puts a guy in to run it. We still have a vote for the mayor, but he doesn't have any say. And that's going to be happening all around the country if the Republicans get in. And the thing is that the cities that have been taken over by our governor are black cities. Doesn't make sense to me. But that's local, not country. Education. First of all, we cut the spending for the defense. We can put that money into education. Education that will give everybody an equal education. Now, they talk about separate but equal in the olden days, and it's never been equal. The poor people get much worse education. They need to get a better education. And in order to do that, you cut defense spending in half. Now stop the wars. There hadn't been a war since World War II that the U.S. legally got into. We got to stop messing with other countries. We got to stop supporting Israel. Israel is worse than the Arabs when it comes to the being against religions that aren't the religion of the country. I mean, the Christians support Israel, and yet the Israelis discriminate against Christians and Arabs. If there's a Third World War, it will be started by Israel, and the U.S. will be stupid enough to support Israel. We're giving them money to screw with us. U.S. is Israel's bitch. Listen to the editorial I did on that. Okay. When it comes, well, back in the day, Abraham Lincoln made it so that college was free. And until the Terminator got in California, it was free in California. That's the way it should be. Again, with money from the cut in defense spending, go to education. Not just college. Not every kid should go to college. But they should get training. And trade schools, actually, I prefer trade schools the way they do it than the colleges. Now, I got myself a degree, but I ended up teaching myself because I was going to night school while I was working. And when you hire someone right out of college, they don't know what in the hell they're doing because college doesn't teach the real world. It teaches theory, and the real world is not theory. Minimum wage, $15 an hour. That would bring it so that it would take the people out of off welfare and off of food stamps. And it would also help the economy. See, what these idiots that run these corporations don't realize is that when they cut the pay of the people and then ship the jobs overseas, that means they make less money. And what they're going to end up doing is they're going to end up putting themselves out of business because they're going to get rid of their customers. Doesn't make sense to me. And then with the global warming or climate change, whatever you want to call it, that's real. Over 99% of the scientists say it is, and the ones that say it's not are getting paid by the energy companies. So we need to get alternative energy. We need to get away from oil, coal. We need to get away from atomic power, because atomic power is killing people too. I mean, California is getting radiation from Japan now. So, we need to do something about it. We need to bring back the labor unions. Labor unions are what made the corporations what they are today. If it weren't for the labor unions, the products would not have been as good. Now, there are some cases where labor unions help out the guys they shouldn't be helping out. But they were proud of the product that they put out. Now they're overseas, cheap labor, and the product probably isn't as good as it was when it was made here. And what else? End the wars, of course. Get rid of depleted uranium. Get jobs for our veterans. Give them free college education, especially. I went through college on a GI Bill because I was in the Navy during the Vietnam War. And I think that they do have it now in certain cases if you're there long enough, I guess. I don't know what the deal is on that. But too many people are getting out with no jobs. And what we got to do is take the military out of the police departments. They do not need tanks. Crime in the country has been going down. Not because they're afraid of the cops. I lived in neighborhoods where the cops were afraid to go. If they did, half time they get their car stolen from them. And as far as the loans that people took out, 0%. Now, Prez said 10% of their income could be used to pay it back. Actually, I think even 10% can be high. It depends on what their income is. I mean, 10% of $100 is a hell of a lot more to a person than 10% of $1,000. Single payer health care. What we got now ain't shit. And what we need to do is go to a Medicare for all. This is the only country that spends so damn much on health care. And it's the only country, I think, out of the major countries that doesn't have a single-payer system. Now, I've got a heart doctor. Saved my life many times. I have never had to pay him a cent. I'm on Medicare. Now, there is a copay, but he doesn't have me pay the copay. Bills me for it, but says, don't pay it. Okay, what else did we have here? Get rid of weapons of mass destruction. We're sitting there telling these countries, gotta get rid of your weapons of mass destruction when we have them. In fact, we supply them to most of these countries. Now, they're sitting there telling Iran, you can't have the atomic bomb, even though Iran doesn't really want it. If they want it, they would have had it a long time ago. But Israel has it. And Israel is the biggest threat to the Middle East. What they need to do is tell all these countries to get rid of it. Now, it almost happened when Kennedy was there. And Khrushchev got together, and they were going to disarm. Khrushchev got fired, and Kennedy got assassinated. I don't think we'd have any more war. So, anyway, what else was exciting on my list of stuff? Okay. Alternative energy, I did. You know, what we could do with cars is have battery power and then hook up like little windmills or solar panels. And they can keep the batteries charged. Little windmills could be in a grill where they wouldn't be seen. You have maybe three of them turning. And that would be recharging the batteries. You don't need gasoline for cars or diesel fuel for trucks, for that matter. There are other ways to go do it. Years ago, and I believe it came out in the 50s. Well, it didn't come out. It was Chrysler had a car that was never made it to the market with a turbine engine. They could use anything for fuel. Speed was just about whatever the guy wanted to go. No transmission. And very few moving parts. And they never brought it out because, number one, the gasoline companies. Number two, it would just end up, even though the car would be cheaper, they make more money with the more cars. Of course, I think in the long run, what they could have had made much more money with the car, and it could have been cheaper. I had a motorcycle in 1964 and 5, and you could buy for I think $150 a turbine engine for motorcycles. I wanted to get one so bad, but there's no way in hell I could come up with the money. And you could use alcohol for fuel. Anything with alcohol in it, you could use for fuel. We need to go do that too, though. But more importantly, though, go with electric. Go with the cars that don't have an exhaust problem. Get rid of coal. You know, the thing I'm looking at is a possibility that our children will live. That's no problem, I think. It'll be hard for them. But the grandkids may not make it. But these rich folks don't give a shit. They don't care about their kids. If they cared about their kids, they would clean up our system of fuel system. Get rid of the coal. Get rid of the gasoline and diesel fuel. Get rid of the natural gas. Get rid of all these things that are polluting. Get rid of pollution, period. The only pollution you'd have left is cow farts. Of course, that's one of the worst pollutants there are out there. Anyway, I feel that if we get control over our country, Get rid of the Republicans. Get rid of the Democrats. Bring in independents. Bring in people who aren't getting a bunch of money. Do not, repeat, do not vote for anybody that gets a lot of money. Because they are bribed. They are corrupt. We need to figure out a way to impeach the Supreme Court because they have made decisions that were unconstitutional. Their decisions are based on what corporate people want, not the law. And to me, they should be kicked out. Anyway, that's about it. Probably would have more, but I'm about ready to fall asleep. So I'm going to play Freedom Fighters. Start off with Rage Against the System featuring The Truth. Now it's going to be By The Truth featuring someone, Ryan Harvey. Now I'm going to go with The Freedom Fighters by The Truth featuring Cornel West. And after that, I'll say goodbye to you. But not until then.
Those who know the Democrats and Republicans are both corrupt. The people who organize, the people that take action. The demonstrators, the boycotters, the protesters, the marchers, the strikers. We the real freedom fighters.
That's right, yeah, tell them, let's go, come on.
See, we the real freedom fighters. Like William Still, a freedom writer. They say just leave all problems up to God. Make sure his name is praised. Let them work for the Holocaust or Africans and slaves. Up to us to fight for the cause to be free. I'm the type to fight, the drug laws are obscene. Most people in prison get that path for being poor. The system tries to pull, we fight back in this class war. I'm for freedom, I-C-H-E-U-E-P. You and me find salutes.
Even Martin Luther King said it was time for revolution. Our values in the least, they in mansions. They don't care about people sleeping in the streets.
They only care about themselves, they want
where I reside. They plots got us buying food genetically modified. If I kill, it's homicide, but it bothers me. The government takes thousands of lives and people's property, and they call that foreign policy. We fight for freedom till we reach an equality.
Come on. We the real freedom fighters.
We the real freedom fighters.
We the real freedom fighters.
Yeah. We the real freedom fighters.
Wherever you stand, fam, they want to take your land. They privatize the water, rise and profit off the dams.
Yeah,
Iraq to Palestine, profit is the plan. They keep power from the people in their ruling class hands. They keep it concentrated, most minds and elevated. To see it's like nine multinationals created a system where food, water, and land has a price. One night they'll charge you just to breathe the air in your life.
This is the price of not fighting the elite. We getting beat.
Water, food, land, street.
They tell us they own it, then they tell us to go and vote. But take action in the street and not voting's my hope. On the whole, we never vote. We'll get to take a poll on the force they use to take resources they stole. And the hip-hop industry's not run by multinationals. Why you think you never hear no lyrics as rational?
We the real freedom fighters.
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 In the crime of 9/11, 3,000 people died. Every day from hunger, 20,000 lose their lives. This is a crime that could be rectified by half the cost of waging a war.
That's crazy.
You can't have peace if you never feed the poor. But the elite raises with the value of greed. To be out for yourself and not people in need. They own the networks and program the mess.
That materialism's the definition of success. It's the system television tells lies to your vision. They say nothing's free cause we in capitalism.
Right.
Schools teach geometry but not how a few rich families staying rich destroys the world's economy. They say rap just reflects what we face. And if you're drowning you want a mirror to change the situation. So if you make an observation then you have an obligation.
We the real freedom fighters.
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 And what if people took their obsession with weddings, invented that energy for making poverty end? Be against immigrants coming in from new lands. Beloved an immigrant from Krypton, Superman.
If you rob a bank, they call that theft. If you rob a whole country, they call that the IMF.
IMF,
basically the schools are a disgrace. Face the fact is that they ran by the state.
We the real freedom fighters.
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 Babylon needs to fall.
All my people make conscious choices in their daily lives. Choices that affect the planet, sustainability, justice, and the possibilities of a better world. We're the real freedom fighters.
The disproportionate amount of social misery, poor communities, disproportionately black and brown and red, one size doesn't fit all. Come to the black community, get yourself together, pull yourself up by your own bootstrap, personal responsibility. Oh, you didn't say that when the investment bankers were in trouble, did you? They didn't have to pull themselves up by their own bootstrap. They got $787 billion. Can you imagine giving $787 billion to poor people? It only takes $50 billion to wipe out poverty in major portions of the country, you see. Priority. And that doesn't downplay individual initiative. People still need to get their acts together. But it's just not a matter of an individual initiative. You can have all the individual initiative in the world, but if you're living in a hood where bullets are flying, where families are collapsing, where jobs are disappearing, then it's going to be one out of 10,000 who do it, the Michael Jordans. It's going to be the Oprah Winfreys, you know, the highly determined, genius-like figures who will get over. But they have many cousins who deserve a fair break, a fair deal. The family affair begins with the family, spills over into a larger community, but my love doesn't stop there. It spills over to indigenous peoples and Jews, Palestinians, Chinese, Japanese, Guatemalans, Ethiopians, and even white brothers and sisters in Appalachia trying to deal with the night side of the American empire.
Well, it's time to go. I hope you enjoyed this little thing. I'm going to try and do at least three or four editorials a week. Maybe more, maybe less. And I hope you enjoyed this one. Anyway, I want y'all to have a good day, good week, good months, good year. Most of all, a beautiful life. Thank you for being you, and TGYA, thank God you're alive.